Most people think they taste citrusy or floral hops. I think this beer tastes like I'm getting wasted. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome back to The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things fun and interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I am the Nick.
Matt is not here at the moment.
What?
He could show up.
Did we scare him off?
He could show up at any moment, though. He is trapped at work again, yet again. Soccer season is in full force.
Does it ever stop?
And it's wreaking havoc with the show. But if you could go do something, tell the Fresno Foxes to knock it off and not play on podcast nights, we'd appreciate it.
Perfect.
It'd help us out a great deal. But it's possible Matt could show up here. We'll see.
Stay tuned.
Next hour and a half for however long we're going
to
be here.
Aren't we supposed to be teasing this so people stay around, stick around?
So you don't know. I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to be cute. He actually could show up. We're just going to be hanging out with you, having some good beers, some indie craft beer, and talking about what we did the past week of Jacob Beers, and look at some beer news we think you and I and us would be interested in. And also, of course, the most robust voicemail segment in podcasting.
Ooh, I like that.
It's still out there. The challenge is still out there. Find me a podcast that has a consistently larger voicemail, larger call-ins, more call-ins. There's even like a really big podcast that at the end of it will feature the minimalism podcast, the minimalist.
Okay. That one.
Yeah. They have a voicemails at the end of their show, and it's one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Okay.
But
what does that do at the end of the show?
Still not as big.
What?
You're just like listening to the listeners react to like some other thing. I tried this and blah, blah, blah. I cleared out all my, I sold all my things and I just live in a house with white walls and no items. And it's great. My life is good. Life is good now that I have nothing in my house. That's the whole minimalist thing. You just don't have things.
Yeah, you only use what you need, right?
Yeah.
One pair of pants.
So that's all the things. We're gonna have some fun.
Wait, two pairs of pants. One normal and one pair of drinking pants.
And yeah. Well, what do you do when somebody dies? You're just like, sorry, I'm a minimalist. I'm gonna wear jeans to the funeral. Okay.
I think you just have a pin that alerts people
that you're I'm minimalist. Okay. Don't expect anything from me.
It's like a service dog, you know, cover.
Yeah. I have nothing. Okay. Right.
Do not ask me about my stuff because I don't have any.
Because I don't have anything to ask about. All right. I have given
Don't
away
ask me
everything.
If I've seen the sale at Walmart this week because chances are I haven't.
I have not. Before the show started, we had a couple of tailgate beers. One was a mystery beer. We still don't know what it was. Last time Tony Bags was here, it was a beer that he brought, and it's in a Green Flash bottle. Like a 12-ounce Green Flash bottle, and it had no label, and there's a cap on it, had tape, yellow tape over it. Like,
mystery yellow tape.
Like it was a homebrew bottle. Somebody homebrewed and bottled. So we have no idea. It tasted fine. Like it was hoppy-ish.
Yeah, and he was here a while ago, so what did it taste like when he
brought
it?
I don't know. It probably was pretty good, I'm thinking.
Damn it.
And we also had one from Chew Your Beer donated to the show. It's that McLeod collab, McLeod with Ingren Brewing. It's Victoria Wolfhausen, Anglo-German lager. And Good German lager.
Very good. Better than I thought. Mm-hmm. I was prepared to be disappointed. It was
prepare very for nice. Disappointment. So that's you're up to date on everything. Oh! I thought you were gonna reach for a beer.
Woo-hoo, faked you out.
Faked me out. You went for the clear stuff.
I needed every set.
I love gold.
A palate cleanse. Ooh, that sounds tasty.
Time to start drinking. If Matt's not going to be here, we're going to have to just drink hard. It's up to us.
Power. Oh, he's reading.
This is called Pressure Drop. Or from Pressure Drop, bring Rogue Space Monkey. It is an Exapero beer. And now Nick's got a
little more work to get the beer across the table tonight. Without our buffer.
We still haven't installed the belt, Lazy Susan belt.
Yeah,
because a Lazy Susan wouldn't work for us. It's still too much reaching. We need some sort of belt system.
Conveyance.
Yeah, we need that when you go to a sushi place that has the, you ever been to one that has, Yoshino's does in River Park, it has a belt that goes around.
Yeah, and you got to like,
you just got to grab it. And it's every plate's got a different color, meaning the price. So like it's, if there's like a blue on the plate, it's $7 or whatever.
Wow.
So you just grab it and then, and put it, and you start eating it. And at the end of the thing, the waitress like adds it all up.
Adds up how many plates you got so stacked up.
Kind of a cool concept.
Six blue and seven yellow.
Yeah, too many blues.
No blues. Keep away from. See, that would just kill my anxiety because I'd see the piece I want. And then person three spots down would grab it. And I'd be like,
I want to do it.
Hey, buddy. Stop taking all the blue plates, okay?
So now you got to come up with this thing where you see the piece you want, but you don't look at it to draw attention to it.
And then that guy's focusing on you, like, what's he looking at? I'm going to grab it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's looking at that? I'm grabbing it.
I'm grabbing it.
I'm having it.
Sorry. Oh, you like the squid?
Oh. Huh? You like cucumber? Cucumber in your roll?
Mine. Oh.
It's all mine now, bro.
Or worse, lick it and put it back and watch you.
It's not real wasabi, by the way. It's not real wasabi. Just saying.
Ah, this is nice.
This is a nice beer.
This is nice. It's hazed up, but I'm still drinking it.
Yeah, you're drinking a haze. What, it's
Rogue Space Monkey?
What town? I didn't say what town. I'm going to assume it's New York.
You're going to make me read the fine print.
Since it's Exapero.
Brewed and canned by Pressure Drop Brewing. Buffalo.
Good one, Buffalo.
Nice job. Nice label job. Label by Mikey.
It's got a crazed satanic monkey in an astronaut uniform. Like, yeah.
If this guy's staring you down at the shelf, are you challenge accepted or walking away?
Says, I'm walking away. Certainly walking away. Well, let's get into some cool culture. As Louie knocks stuff down.
Thanks, Louie.
Don't try to make up for Matt not being here right now.
It's pronounced Dumas.
What do you got going on there?
All right. Well, this might not work as well without three of us here.
Boo.
But even if you all three of us were here, I just doubt this would happen anyway. So the New York Post has measured what the average craft beer drinker spends a month on beer.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to blame millennials for this craze.
Millennials.
They're saying $59 average a month is spent on craft beer.
Hmm. Per person.
Yeah.
Per drinker.
So have you ever paid attention to how much you spend per month?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I have to.
You watch it tight, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Got a budget? But, I mean, on a good month, on a free month.
Right. I would be sometimes under that on some months, but usually over. That actually might be my average. That I would say $60 a month might be my just a normal month. Partly because Matt will leave some beers here.
Yeah.
And so I have a little bit extra supply than a normal person would.
Right.
If we weren't doing this podcast, I would probably be having to spend more money than $60. But
creeping up into like 75
maybe. Yeah. Yeah, I would say that. But because there's usually a leftover beer here and there that I can grab during the week.
Yeah.
It probably keeps it around 60, but it would definitely. And desirably, it would be around 100 something a month, but
I could see 100 easily.
Yeah.
I could see 80, like $20 a week. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, on your average.
Yeah. No problem. Month.
Yeah. So I know there's some months that would have five weeks.
But I would say $60 only because I don't have any choice. Like, I don't want to spend right. only $60, but
life.
Yes, life. Grocery budget is mm-hmm. not that big.
Would I rather have a ham sandwich?
Should I buy my kids stuff for my kids' lunch or beer? Sorry, honey. I cannot get my child to eat the school lunch.
Oh man,
she just won't eat.
Wow,
like if I just send her without lunch, she just won't eat.
Man, that's some like power.
That is how much she hates the school lunch or wow. says she hates it. I don't know that she's even ever tried it.
Oh, but
there's nothing I can do when she's at school having lunch. I cannot make her do anything. So
that's true.
There's no disciplining I can do.
How the hell can you pass up turkey gravy day?
She can do it. She'll pass up anything.
Square pizza with no crust day?
If the school made, she is just has it in her head that if the school's making it, it's terrible. And she's not having it.
That's some gourmet shit.
Yeah, some gourmet shit right here.
All right. Well, Matt can't answer. He probably doesn't pay anything. All right. Blah, blah, blah.
Matt will answer next week.
There we go.
Tune in next week for Matt's answer. Well, what was yours, though? I didn't hear your. I don't think I.
Oh, I thought I did. $80 easily.
80. Easy. Like.
Easy.
Solid month is 80.
Yeah, because I'm picturing. I usually buy two bombers, and those are $7 to $10 range. Or if I get a six pack and a bomber, that's
two bombers a week.
That's $7.99 and a bomber. Yeah, every Friday I go out after work and get beer,
mm-hmm.
and I'll get either a six pack and a bomber or a 16 ounce cans.
And that lasts you the week?
No, that's for the weekend.
Oh, okay.
I don't drink much during the week.
Oh, okay. You're one of those people.
Yeah.
I used to be only a weekend drinker, and then this podcast turned me into an everyday drinker. Or life did. I don't know which it is.
No, I keep see if we I start adding in whiskey. Ooh. There goes that budget. I keep whiskey at the house, so I if I want something during the week, I'll sip
whiskey.
A little splash.
Yeah, there, a friend of mine at work that drinks beer too. He was saying how his wife can't have any wheat anything Ooh. Made with wheat now. She's Damn. Going in the gluten free lifestyle. Now she's been way into beers and Man. There's so many she can't have. Now she's having to get into whiskey.
There you go. It's all corn.
So it's all whiskey. Oh, it's whiskey house all of a sudden.
Whiskey house. I like that.
I don't have the hard liquor. I never got the hard liquor bug. Ooh.
More space, more monkey.
Beer. More beer.
Yep. Save the beer for the weekend. So, oh, besides the podcast night.
Right. Podcast night, no rules.
No.
Yeah, and that helps too. Like when I have one night where I don't have to pay for beer.
Yes.
So it's nice. Although it sucks having it sitting in the fridge. I mean, I've gotten used to it at this point, but it's sitting in the fridge all week. It's just sitting there, all these beers that I can have.
I'm telling you, if some slipped up to the Mikey Top Pour shelf, we would know.
I'm not saying that's happened. Or
wouldn't
hasn't
even
happened.
Know.
What else?
All right. Modern Times, do you care?
Yeah.
Okay, they're in Oakland. Going to Oakland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still not Fresno.
No. They need to stop doing these things. Stop spending things that take money. Just make beer and have people come into your existing establishments.
Oh, are you alluding to something about their recent marketing
campaign? I guess I know you got to spend money to make money and expand the only thing that makes money, but I don't understand. It seems like some people are just never happy. They're just like, more, more.
Need more.
Go again. More.
Build more Modern Times.
Yeah. Think. Let's chill out, Modern Times. No more opening. This is your last one. I'm cutting you off.
Oh, I wonder if this is their last one. I forgot to count.
I would have to be. Oh, yeah, as far as legally.
Yeah, their licenses.
Because I don't think the Portland one would count. Because I think it's five.
So it's per state?
Five in California. If you can open up five tap rooms in California. One brewery can open up five. I believe Matt said that before. Yeah, I may be getting it wrong, but. I always confuse. Well, I'm just saying like that the Portland one, you don't have to count it because it's in another state.
Different ABC license.
Probably. Different, whatever, regulations. So they have the one, I don't know, there's like three in San Diego area, and then the Los Angeles one, and then this Bay Area one.
There's five.
And then
Portland.
So, yep, they're done.
Weird. Done.
I'm just bored. I'm so bored.
So bored of Modern Times.
All I see is their cores now. Just constantly the core four. Wow. Modern Times core four.
Core four. I don't know. Well,
I guess I see Orderville sometimes.
And yeah, Orderville's getting more prevalent. Relevant? Prevalent?
Both.
Prevalence.
Parabola?
Ooh, parabola. Speaking of which, that is hitting the shelves as we speak.
Ooh, this year's allotment.
Yes. The old Eureka Burger did a take the glass home night.
Oh, pay for glass.
Pay for the glass. Pay for the glass, steal the beer.
That was this week they did that?
Mm-hmm.
Did Tuesday? You go?
No.
Oh,
I was like, why pay
what kind 15? Of glass? What kind of glass is it?
It's the 8 ounce teardrop.
Okay.
Like the baby brandy snifter style.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a shaker freaking pint glass.
Here's your parabola and a shaker pint.
Son of a bitch.
Get through this. Good luck. We'll have your Uber waiting for you.
Good shape. Fry you. Give me the shitty chicken nachos you guys fucked up.
Wow. Gotta stick with the fried mac and cheese, bro.
Ooh, that's good.
Okay.
Yeah, they messed up their nachos. I don't care about them anymore.
Nice.
They can go die.
They do burgers. How could you not go there for a burger?
No. Well, I always have the Fresno.
Oh, okay.
Fresno burger, Fresno, the fig burger.
Yeah. Don't go to Taco Bell and get french fries, sir.
Have you had these burgers with the peanut butter and the jelly yet?
Negative.
But have you heard about these?
Heard about it.
They're like all the rage. Mm-hmm. Everybody has one.
All the kids.
And people say, like, I know it sounds bad, but would you have it? You love it. I'm like, nah, I don't think I could do it.
Not on my burger.
I like peanut butter and jelly.
Uh-huh. Ooh, toasted sandwich. Peanut butter and jelly.
Whoa.
Next level.
Whoa.
Whoa.
So how do you... you toast the bread and then make the peanut butter and jelly, or you toast it after you've
made it? That's like...
What's the standard? How do you do it?
Oh, I'm sure that's the standard, is you toast the bread and then spread peanut butter and jelly. But I'm sure you could assemble it and then put it in the frying pan with a nice big old slab of butter.
Make it like a grilled cheese sandwich, but it's peanut butter and jelly?
Yep.
Well, what do you do? Have you done this?
No, I do it the Oaky way, like you said. Toast the bread and then peanut butter jelly.
And that's good? That's better than a normal one?
Yeah, especially in the wintertime.
Wow. Toasty. I've never heard of that.
Toasty, toasty bread.
I mean, I haven't even heard of it. That's how bad I am.
What?
Let alone tried it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to try that now.
Yep.
I'm doing that.
Then you cut it diagonally so you feel fancy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, woo.
I'm using my square plate.
Yeah.
I'm fancy.
Put some sort of color on the as a garnish.
Like, ooh, little pineapple wedge garnish.
Sure, yeah. You know, what would go with the peanut butter and jelly?
We'll figure this out. Where's the PB&J stouts?
There's one. Is there? I've seen one.
Who makes this?
I don't know.
Great.
I'm pretty sure I've seen them, though. Probably.
I'm an expert. Trust me.
Probably Belching Beaver.
Probably.
It feels very Belching Beaver.
A variant. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, had nothing to do with Belching Beaver.
Oh, you got it. That was a 16-ounce can. You know your cans.
Ooh. I love gold.
Nice dark reddish brown hue. From Hamburg. Hamburg.
Hardenburg.
Hamburger Brewing Company. Double double. Double coffee milk stout.
All right.
The guy from the hamburger truck.
Another XFBRO beer.
We're doubling down.
Going to try to get through all XL's beers this episode.
Drink them all.
Caution, cold.
What?
It says in the can.
Damn it. I never learned how to read. Is that true? Everything but the reading part.
Good coffee.
Yes. This will wake you up. This might be the best part of waking up.
Definite coffee. Very solid.
Porter-y.
Down the center. Milk. Stouty.
Think it's light on the milk, I believe, which is nice. It's not like sticking to the sides of your mouth, roof of your mouth.
It's a nice beer, Hamburg. What town are they in? I like the new towns.
Towns, please.
Hamburg, New York. We are from Hamburg, New York.
Wow. Very
German. I'm going to guess that's Western.
New York.
Oh, what else, Nick?
This just in... On the perfect dram. Where's Lumber at? Lagavulin Whiskey is releasing a limited edition Nick Offerman batch of 11-year-old Lagavulin Scotch. Looking out for. Thanks, XL. Speaking
early,
of XL.
Early LOF.
And back to beer. Gordon Biersch.
Been there.
Going back to indie beer?
What?
So one of the co-founders has assembled a private investment team, none of which seem to be involved in beer in any way other than they just like this guy who makes beer. And so he has bought controlling interest of just the Gordon Biersch Brewery, not the brew pubs. So does that mean?
Okay.
Does that make him indie?
So Gordon Biersch has a brewery, and then their brew pubs brew beer too.
Yeah, apparently I don't know who brews the beer exactly, but the brew pubs, or maybe they're faux brew pubs. Maybe they're just restaurants now. to made to look like a brew right. pub.
Like, look at this tank.
Yeah.
It super does a lot of stuff.
Super does. They've been sold off to a restaurant conglomerate who also runs things like the Rock Bottom Breweries, which I believe we used to have.
Yep, we sure did.
But, so yeah, so they're getting control of the brewery part of it, so... I'm thinking it's going to be big. They're not going to make it small again. But it will be private invested. And
well, like, so the brewery,
majority ownership is private now.
So where is that beer that the brewery's making at? Like, can I get
where
it?
Where is that beer? Oh, yeah, I believe anything you see on the store shelves, any of the six packs, would be from the brewery in San Jose.
Okay.
The production facility. Mm-hmm.
But if I'm at a Gordon Biersch restaurant, I'm drinking the beer that supposedly...
Yeah, it's either... Maybe it is brewed on site. I'm guessing it depends on how far away from the production facility the restaurant is. Mm-hmm. But it's probably made in San Jose and then shipped out to the restaurants.
Okay. But say I never thought of Gordon Biersch as being not indie though.
Oh, interesting.
I just assumed they were sort of indie.
Sort of indie.
Indie enough. Okay. I've been there in years. Last Gordon Biersch I was at was the Tempe, downtown Tempe.
Wow.
Arizona State.
Yeah.
And it was fun. That was probably 15 years ago or something.
Yeah, that's probably when I was at one. We misjudged how close it was from AT&T Park in San Francisco.
Okay.
And we started walking, and it was a hell of a walk to the Gordon Biersch.
That's like you'll do in Vegas on the Strip. You know, look at some casino you want to go to. You're like, oh, that doesn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 hours later.
Yeah. 2 hours like, and six pedestrian bridges later.
No.
I can see it.
We're gonna get there. So, other things.
That is my culture.
All right. Oh, if you're like questioning, you know, we're big supporters of indie beer here on the show.
Maybe.
Especially since Matt's not here to say anything.
I'll wait till you finish before I agree.
Support, if you're like not sure about a beer, like I don't know if this is indie or not. Supportindiebeer.com has a search where you can search and
nice
and see if this is indie or not. So you're just like, is this indie?
And you can search you scan it or like, you must yeah. type it
no, in. No, I think you got to type it
Damn
in.
Damn it.
You're on the website. Ah. Supportindiebeer.com. So if you ever
I just got a
questioning,
Louis. Gross.
Louis has not paid attention to the Me Too movement. He is very, very aggressive in the workplace here.
That's it, Louis. You better lawyer up.
His time is coming. But he is equal opportunity. Doesn't matter, female or male. He will accost you just the same. I don't know if that's better or not, but
yeah, it's fine. He pays attention to everybody equally.
Yeah. Oh gosh.
Oh boy.
So much drama that happened the past weekend.
Oh, which one is this now?
Oh gosh, the Untappd Festival.
Oh, okay.
In the Carolinas. Wow.
What? Monday morning, we're sorry.
Yeah. Woo, doggy. Boy, all the Untappd people figured out, like, maybe your first event, you don't go in 15,000 people in a football stadium.
Oh, shit.
Maybe you, like, start with something small and work out the kinks that way and then,
wow.
then step up to a stadium.
That's a huge number.
So the...
Go big or home.
If you remember, it wasn't that long ago. Untappd was like touting this thing, like, what's gonna, we have this big announcement on Monday. Everyone show up. And
wasn't that just before April Fool's?
It was before April Fool's, but I don't think it was that close.
Oh, okay.
It was right before it.
Gotcha.
So, you know, in my mind, and I think most everyone's mind was like, it was going to be app related. This announcement is going to be something big with the app. Like, and I was just like, oh, this is going to be great. I love Untapped app. They're going to do
app
something
news.
Huge app news, bro. And it was just a beer. They're going to have a beer fest. And I was like, oh, okay. There's 80,000 beer festivals. This is great. No, Untapped. That's cool. That's fine. And it's going to be in Carolina. All right. That's great for East Coast.
Yeah.
You won't see us out there, even though we talk about Untapped more than anybody does. I think more than when they had their podcast, I think feels like, that's fine. Have the festival. It's fine. So they have it at the NFL, the Carolina Panthers football stadium.
Wow. That could not have been cheap.
This was, I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't getting used. So it's like, you know, it's not like a day where if they weren't there, would have just sat there empty.
Yeah,
wasn't like a game day or anything.
So if they're not using it, you think they'll just take any chance to make money on it?
I don't know.
Or does the football cover?
I'm sure it was expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
I mean, well, I'm just thinking here, it's like $200 just to park at the freaking stadium. Couldn't imagine what it would cost to actually use the ground, green space. Or was it just in the concourse?
No, it was that was a problem. It was in the stadium. And they're like, this is a rain or shine event.
Oof.
Come, Untapped Festival.
Yay.
So there's...
sure, here's my money.
Yeah. Here's... So rain is predicted for 4 days, apparently. They did not make any moves as far as, you know, contingency plans, it seems. They're just like, we're just going to do what we're going to do. If it rains, it rains.
Okay.
And they're out in the middle of the stadium. And a big thunderstorm comes through. So they decide that they're going to stop everything, not let anyone out in the field. At this point, they've been, I guess, going for about an hour. Maybe the VIPs, you know how you have VIPs before the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had to shut it down for a while. And you had a bunch of people outside that had not gotten in yet. And then I guess the glassware was bad. It wasn't good glassware. And then they didn't have enough of the glassware that they had. So they're having to switch to like plastic condiment cups.
Wow.
So, I guess the check-in, they did not have, from what I've seen on social media, I was not there. I had not directly talked to somebody who was there, but that they only have one person basically checking in people.
Oh, that hurts.
This is a shit ton of people trying to get in. So you have weather having to shut it down for a while.
Damn.
You had not enough. You had a huge line outside trying to get in, and you had shitty glassware. And so this blew up on social media, and just everybody was just shitting on Untapped.
Oh, man.
And eventually, after some time had passed, eventually they got the festival going again after the weather had passed. And it seemed like the people that were in there and got through the experience seemed to be okay with it. But you had a lot of vocal people saying how terrible it was and how it was not run well, and they should have moved they knew it was going to rain. They should have moved everything to the concourse.
Yeah.
But I think I can see how, because they used the Jumbotron in the stadium the board.
Oh, no.
I always talk about the board.
Sweep the Jumbotron.
Yep. And so I really think they were so married to the fact that this was about being on the field of this football stadium and using that board, that moving it to the concourse was just going to suck.
Not an option.
They're just like, we're here because we're in this football stadium. We're using this board and all everybody's set up out in here. We're just going to deal with the weather. And it was just sort of worst case scenario. And it was, nobody has said this, but it is all, I believe that all their bad decisions were because of the board. They could not leave that board. Oh, they're like, man. We have this board. We got to use the board. Stay out there. And they definitely learned some lessons. Lesson one, if you're putting on a beer festival, have cool glassware. Because beer geeks will not appreciate shitty glassware or plastic cups. We will complain about that. Guaranteed.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Guaranteed. Yep. You better give us a nice cup or you're going to face some wrath. Number two, have a lot of people at the door.
Oh, man.
And like, all throw all your volunteers at the door. Because there is nothing worse than being at a festival and you've paid $40, $50, whatever, and you're in line, you're there when it opens, you're in this long line, and there's these VIPs.
Especially if you've prepaid.
Yes. And you're already done paying, and there's all these, there's people milling around inside, mm-hmm. drinking beer, having a great time, and you're in this huge line outside, and time is already going by. And you've paid money, and all these people are enjoying those beers in there, and you're outside, and you're like, that son of a bitch!
Kegs are blowing, and I'm still outside.
There's nothing more irritating. So throw all your people at the front gate, as many people as possible checking in.
What?
Have good glassware, and have water stations, although...
So much water.
So a lot of festivals just don't think about the water stations, or it's like such an afterthought. Or like we put out a jug.
There's
a jug over there. There's your water station. And I didn't
hear anything about water stations at the SunTap Festival.
Wow. Well, yeah. If you're judging by the rest of this.
I'm guessing the little things seem to have been missed at the Untap Festival. But
well, I wonder how many restrooms are open, because this is a stadium, so they should accommodate a lot of people. See,
that's the other one too. Like this. They probably were okay with restrooms because of a stadium, unless they had a lot closed. But but that's the other thing is always have plenty of. You're gonna have to have Porta Johns, but have plenty of Porta Johns.
Yeah, and there's probably a boatload of emergency exits everywhere. But if they only have one way in, they probably are only manning one way out as well.
Yeah, we have.
So when this weather hits. And there's people that want to get the F out of there.
Yeah.
That's going to be another mess. Oof.
They did rain or it's rain or shine, but they just basically said, we're not going to do anything different if it rains. But we're still
because
gonna
the Jumbotron.
We're going to still be open. We got to have that board. So lessons learned. You would think somebody at Untap wouldn't just know. You assume they're all beer geeks. Like, these are the basics of a beer festival. You gotta have as many people as possible letting people in, and you've got to have a good glassware. I mean, really, the beer lineup is maybe fourth or fifth or sixth on the list. I mean, it sounds crazy. You're like, what are you talking about? No, it really is. Because
the swag.
It's much lower on the list as far as what breweries are there. So don't do, I assume, I don't know if Untappd will do it again or they're just like, never mind. I don't know why anybody wants to put on a festival, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Why do you want to do that to yourself?
So one guy can make money. Why not?
I guess.
All the rest are volunteers and or donating.
Yeah, that's the thing that's messed up too, is like beer festivals are so... dependent on everyone volunteering.
Mm-hmm.
and your whole thing is like, well, you're let in for free, and you usually a volunteer will have maybe 2 hours, or depending on how long the festival is.
No, you'll have 2 hours.
Shift. Yeah, you'll have to go about and go enjoy the festival your own, and then you're relying on another volunteer showing up.
Yes.
if that other volunteer doesn't show up, which is usually the case, then you don't ever get released.
Right.
You just end up being at a booth all day. You're like, great. I wasted a Saturday to give a bunch of Yahoos beer all day.
Who just continually get worse throughout the day.
Yeah. And you're like, come on, man, fill it up.
Just fill it up.
Fill it up. Come on, just fill it up. You fill it up.
And why? Sir, there's three people behind you that I need to get to.
Yeah, just fill it up.
But man. They're not paying for it.
I'm cooler than there.
I'm cooler than there.
Don't put on beer festivals, guys. The era of beer festivals is over. That's all I'm calling it.
Forking it. 2019. Don't do it beer fest.
No beer fest. No beer fest for you. I got some other stuff that can save for next week.
Yeah, like some Golden Road news.
Oh, gosh. Oh, dear Lord. If you don't follow Worst Beer Blog on the social medias, the past couple weeks have been pretty, a lot of dirty laundry has been aired concerning Golden Road and the Budweiser's acquisition. guy that acquisitions craft beer.
Acquisist
and the person that owns Golden Road before Budweiser bought it. As the ex-wife of the acquisition guy has been airing all the dirty laundry in the worst way possible. The best way for us. But if you're going to cheat on your significant other, it's basically a nightmare scenario of what's going on. So follow Worst Beer Blog as we listen to the fridge, Mike.
Because
he has all the drama. Get the hoppy stuff.
All right.
We got to go through hoppies.
Hoppies. I don't see many hoppies.
Get them hoppies, bro. Those cans, there's got to be a can up there in the top shelf.
Ah, I see. I see what you're saying now. You want some wit beer, don't you?
I do not. Not sure why they make whip beer anymore.
Well, who's doing that?
Yeah, come on.
What are the blank cans?
I'm going to make a whip beer. Great, Hal. Do that at home, Hal. You're in a business here, Hal. Well, I think we need to make a whip beer. Okay. I think maybe you should just make that at home and enjoy it at home, Hal.
Oh, no. I think we should be making more wits.
There's nobody that comes in asking for wits.
Think about all the wit puns you could do. Got your wits about you?
Mm-hmm.
Getting jiggy wit it.
Oh. That has to be already.
That has to be.
Oops.
Without you.
Without you. Motley Crue, all Motley Crue.
All Motley Crue references.
Are you doing the Motley Crue game? The beer? Did we do that already?
I don't think we've done a Motley Crue one.
Feels like we've done a Motley Crue
one. Ooh, do I need to do some homework real quick?
Yep. Without you, there's one. Without you. I don't even know that's what the song's called. I just know that's in the...
Yeah, that is the line.
That's the line.
Sometimes the lines lead themselves better to the beer name than the actual song title. Yep.
Well, we got new beer on the show, Loud Hazy Double IPA from Almanac. It's dank. It's tropical. It's smooth.
It's smooth. It's
See?
It's being all passed problems. Down the table.
All problems. Thanks a lot, Matt. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Fresno. Not Fresno Fuego anymore. Fresno Foxes.
Foxes. Zorro, not Zorro.
Poor Fresno Fuego.
What happened to the Fuego?
I don't know. I thought they were going to like stick around still, and then there's no Fuego.
There's no Fuego.
I don't know. I follow sports, and I don't understand what's going on with the Fresno Foxes. What are we doing? Oh, geez. We got to get to some stuff here.
Okay. Motley Crue. Loops that kill.
Lupulins?
Lupulins that kill.
She's got the loops that kill. That kill.
Same old statuation.
Are you coming up this right now?
Right now. Fly?
All right. Same old statuation.
Dr. Hop, you good?
Dr. Hop, good. I feel like I've seen a beer that's a Dr. Feel Good Dr. reference. Dr.
Feel Good reference.
Tell me you're driving 559-492-0542 is a voicemail line of the Perfect Pour and the Dorktown Network of Shows. And you can also email us a audio recording from your phone. That email is perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Our only rules are keep it under 3 minutes. And don't do more than two in a week. We like it when you maybe talk about something in your town you want to reco, like, hey, everyone, check this out. Or you've got a topic, a good question to throw at us that you've wanted us to discuss. Things like that. Those are fun to listen to. Or just something entertaining. That entertains us. We'd like to be entertained. You have more Molly Crew beers?
I'm working on it.
Oh, come on.
Instead of a...
Give me some.
Girls, girls, girls. We could do boils, boils, boils.
What? What is that?
I don't know. Brewing reference. You're boiling.
Oh, boils. Okay. Boils. Boils, boil, boil.
What do you got for smoking in the boys' room? We need a good one for that.
Oh, it sounds, well, you could just... You
is that
could,
a smoked porter? You could just use that for a smoked porter.
You could just use that name and just be a smoked porter.
I like that. Smoking in the boys.
Smoked porter. Remember that? You remember smoked porters, guys? And the first voicemail of the week. It comes from this dude here.
Guys, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Got it,
I'm
babe. About to be.
I'm just waiting for this car to pass.
Drive safe. Be safe.
Brewery.
Check your dates.
I know I'm waiting for this car to get out of my way. Well, anyway.
Clear the way. Scotty B's coming through.
I want to explain why I haven't called in lately.
Yeah, man.
You see,
I didn't hear anything from the 300.
You guys broke my heart, and I'm mad at you. No, I'm just kidding. No.
Wow, that hurt for a minute.
It did.
The week before episode 300, episode 299, I took Mikey's advice, and I just held my voicemails. I just clenched it and held it in to save it for episode 300. And then episode 300, I was like, I'm not going to leave a voicemail. I'm going to stay up late and Skype it in.
Yeah.
But guess who fell asleep?
Scotty.
That's right. I wake up at 3 a.m.
No.
Like all ready to go to leave us to do with
we
the
were
Skype.
We're almost Skype. Still here, Skypey.
And yeah, you know, it's 3 a.m. It's too late. I missed my window.
That's
I did.
Really close.
So, and then the next week, the following week, oh man, I'm like, I'm going to call. This is the night they're recording. I got to call now. And then I went to Tap Andor Cellar. I met Rick Davis, Biatch, and Eric Garcia, and saw some guy that I used to work with years ago, and I got totally distracted. It's all their fault, because nothing's my fault. I'm perfect. But, and then I forgot. Yeah. And that's the most recent one. That's episode 301. So, right now I'm in the world between...
No, no.
But I wanted to make damn sure I got a voicemail in for the next episode.
Yeah.
If I didn't do it now, who knows what would happen? I don't know, a bird might fly by or something. Or I might see a shiny coin or something. You never know. I seem to be easily distracted. And I apologize for that, guys, because I'm a fan. I'm a believer. I love you guys.
Gotta believe in this show.
I'm sorry I wasn't there for episode 300. And I'm sorry I've missed out the past few weeks with the voicemails. But I've been listening. I have been listening and glistening, dude. So, that's all. I just want to explain my absence. So, keep up the great work, guys. And you guessed it. driving.
Yes, Scotty.
The 41 North on ramp right now. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Take care.
Going
exact location, please.
Going south on 41. Then I'm gonna get off at Fulton Street. Venice. I'm gonna get off at Venice Boulevard.
Boulevard.
Thanks, Scotty B. We did miss you on the 300th episode. And I was like, what's going on? How does Scotty B not call him 300?
Wow.
We find out that he had planned on calling in live and he fell asleep.
Fell asleep.
Fell the hell asleep.
Hello, Perfect Pour.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? It's Friday.
We are calling you from the realm of Colorado.
We love the Friday.
We are the wardens of Colorado.
Not Game of Thrones in Colorado.
We love the Friday.
Oh, this isn't the Game of Thrones podcast.
You can.
You can.
Oh, I've been the name to the Perfect Pour golden.
Who's going to sit on the throne?
Oh, did you hear that?
What it was last weekend. That was funny.
No.
What did she say?
Anyway, so
the golden get it gods.
We love you guys. We love Friday, and we love to drink beer. So we went to our first bottle share tonight. Not a brewery. First bottle share, though.
Whoa.
Yeah, with some friends in a garage, and
they're
everyone
slingers.
Just brought bombers and stuff, and there's a lot
put
of
your
really
keys in the bowl
stuff and Belgians, which I avoided, and
nice.
Barley wine. Eat.
Yeah, I would
yeah,
too.
We had one called Oil
I'm avoiding
Man,
that.
Which is the one that Nick would
who
like.
Who brings Belgians
it's
to a bottle
brewing
share.
Company? And it's a big old thick
people
stout.
Trying to get rid of old
beer.
Yeah, brought some Belgians.
That is the best. It's like a confectioner's chocolate. Yeah. Beautiful.
We've sent one
it.
To you guys. I think you.
It's delicious.
It is delicious. Yes.
And then, of course, I had to bring some Pliny, bro. I got some Pliny.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, props in my Pliny.
Totally awesome. So last weekend was kind of fun because we went to a punk show.
Hell yeah.
Punk show / beer
It'll
festival. So we had the beer festival. We took the picture of the taco truck, the Choco Taco.
Choco Taco. Shout out to Chew Your Beer. They're
Coco
copying your shit, bro.
Right. And then they played punk music, which isn't my thing, but it's Colin's thing.
Hell yeah.
So he stayed and partied in his kilt, and I left and went home because I needed to watch Game of Thrones.
Oh,
it was when everyone was going to die, right? But only freaking three people dies.
Oh.
So Monday was the
spoiler alert. Jeez,
that leads us to our
the
question
long night.
We want to ask you guys.
Yes.
So you guys do the show on Wednesdays, I assume.
What?
Mikey, do you guys it's do the show
rumor.
On Wednesday?
They
it's
do
a rumor.
Okay. So, okay.
No.
So,
allegedly.
Our question is, like, what's the most hungover any of the three of you guys have been after the Wednesday drinking? And we've heard this story about Mikey waking up and wondering who put on his pants. And that's really funny. And if that's your story, bro, that's really cool. But we want to know what happened. Like,
it's my
Nick
story,
and,
man.
Nick and Matt, and especially, I'm sure Mikey's stories are going to be good, too. So, like, worst hangover after the show and the events to follow and the way that work went the next day.
Yeah.
Is it possible that each one of you have a story that might reflect that whole situation?
Yeah. And
keep
up
the
good
work,
guys.
Goodbye.
Have you ever had a bad time in the morning on the morning after Perfect Pour?
Yes. It escapes me at this moment, but it was recently in the podcast history, meaning maybe 18 or early 19.
Mm-hmm.
We were hitting lots of stouts and barley wines one evening.
Yeah.
I got up the next day. It was strange because I got up, felt fine.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I left the house, immediately started to feel like crap. So I headed directly for a breakfast
Ooh,
burrito.
Breakfast burrito.
Which
that'll cure it all.
That usually cures it all. That wasn't doing it. So then I went and got
That's when you started getting scared.
This is what I did.
You're like, yeah, the breakfast burrito. You're like, this will be cool. Breakfast burrito.
Just
and then afterwards,
off.
You're like, man, I'm still not feeling good.
No.
I'm a little worried here.
I might still
we
be
might
drunk.
Might have some trouble
like,
here.
We might not be the hangover yet. I might still be drunk. So I believe that's what started drinking.
That's when I just started drinking.
Drinking, yeah, beer. No. I used to get like a medium coffee in the mornings.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm drinking the large coffees,
oh,
and I believe
no.
it was because of this day.
Oh, no.
I was like,
Look what the show has done.
Give me the big one.
Give me the coffee with all the things in it.
Yeah. No, not all the things, just all the coffee. Yeah. But give me all the coffee you have.
Yeah.
I don't want a lot of coffee. I want all the coffee that you have.
I feel like you're not understanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying give me a lot of coffee. I'm saying give me all the coffee you
have. All the coffee you have. And I believe that went into lunchtime, and I was like, okay, a burger's going to cure this.
All right, finally, kick it.
So, because I'm not a breakfast guy to begin with, so I'll get by with just the bare minimum to get to lunch. And then, you know, chow down on a nice hamburger or a proper burrito, not a breakfast burrito.
Proper daytime burrito.
That's right.
Afternoon burrito.
So yeah, I'll try and rack my brain what we were doing. There was a night recently.
There was that barley wine one where I think Scotty B might have been on the show.
I don't remember if there was a guest or we were by ourselves. Remember those big Drake's Draconic bottles we were getting?
Yeah, kinda.
So yeah, I've never woke up with my pants on, wondering who put them on, but some pretty rough mornings and pretending to function at work has been interesting.
Yeah, I get the mornings after. I don't think I've ever missed a day of work because of the perfect work.
No, not missed a day of work.
Yeah, I'm not a call-in sick guy. I just show up and...
Mm-hmm. Power through.
I definitely get more comments from coworkers on those mornings. Like, man, what happened? You really woke up late or something. You're like, what happened to you? And, I mean, it's weird because I used to have, I'm sure it's going to happen again, but like legendarily bad hangovers where I can't function the whole day.
Oh yeah.
But that hasn't happened from a perfect pour episode. Like I'm just like really tired and the next morning I'm really bad at work, really unfocused. Like I make all kinds of little mistakes all day.
Yes, exactly.
The next day after perf pour, I make all kinds of little mistakes, and that's attributed to the lack of sleep and still being slightly inebriated, I guess, or something. Yeah. And then I definitely have, because I have to commute, which isn't that common in Fresno, but I have like a 30-minute commute to work too, and then 30-minute home, and that can get kind of like, that can get kind of difficult to stay alert on those. So,
speaking of hungover, Mikey's looking a little dry. Yeah,
but somehow I've managed to stay away from really bad, like I can't function hangovers, which I've had a lot from just normal.
Usually save those for the weekend.
Non-podcast drinking, where that's definitely happened. Dorktown. I have worse stories from Dorktown than from Perfect Pour.
So you fire up the old Snapchat, huh? Mm-hmm. Get after it.
Yeah, Dorktown is treating me worse than Perfect Pour because I don't know. I don't even know why. And there's another question that Matt's going to have to remember for next week. That's two now, Matt. I hope you're taking notes.
We watched the Kentucky Derby. Sorry about that, by the way. If you watched it, then if you bet $1 million on the winning horse, then you lost like $1 million because they screwed it up really bad. Like really bad. But we're back home with the puppies. We drink a bunch of beer. Tons of beer. And so we have an idea for your new show. It's going to involve Louie.
Oh, I'm out.
Labrador. Ruben. And we're going to call it the Perfect Poop because our dog shits So, Mikey, don't tell me you haven't been out in the backyard picking up poop before. Yes. Being like, why did I buy this giant animal? And he shits all the time.
I didn't
like
buy him.
And shitting and shitting and like his poop is all over the place and you have to pick it up.
Can't return something you didn't buy.
And you're like, damn it, man. And then that trash bag is so heavy. And you're like, wow, it's a heavy piece of poop. It's a perfect poop. Like, oh my God. And then, I'm not going to address this story. Anyway, perfect poop.
Thanks, Colin.
I think that was an unsupervised call.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, Janine was in bed.
That was happening.
Janine went to bed. Colin's like, oh, fuck it. I'm going to call him. She can't stop me.
I'll do what I want.
Do what I want.
King of the castle.
King of the castle. And Louis's asleep right
he's
now.
He's asleep. He's no help right now.
Dog.
Perfect he's dog
done,
poo, huh?
He's yeah.
Yeah,
he's done begging for crackers.
My dogs would be, where don't you want me to poop? And that's where I'm going to poop.
That's where I will do the thing you said not to do.
Uh-huh. Oh, here? No.
Because I'm an animal.
Yep. Now my dog's pooping the wood chips, so I got to play the game of wood chip or poop.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Fontana Jim here with a quick hit. It's a very
quick
review subject, my local podcast, having to do with beverages.
Right.
In this case, we're talking about Truly Hard Seltzer, an affiliate of Boston Beer Company. You might know Boston Beer Company for their better-known hits as Boston Lager and Rebel IPA.
Yeah, don't forget the variants.
Let me give you a little background. I went to my local Total Wine today, and I looked at the hard seltzer aisle, and I was blown away.
Blown away.
12. Count that 12 different variety packs. And
you gotta start a new show.
5 different single flavor 6-packs of hard seltzers. So there's variety out there for you who do not want to drink the same thing every day. In this case, I went ahead with the picked out the pomegranate Truly Hard Seltzer. And we're gonna give it a shot right here. I'm going to try it two ways. First out of the can and out of a glass poured over ice.
Ooh, yeah, ice pour.
Ice pours.
Very nice raspberry nose, pomegranate nose. Pomegranate raspberry, kind of sweet. You definitely get some of the red fruits in there. Bubbly on the tongue, a little alkaline in flavor.
Sounds like his
information for those
the person in the apartment next to him is blasting.
Shed some
diarrhea.
Of them LBSs this summer. This particular can has 100 calories, less than 1% sodium, less than 1% of your daily allowance of total carbohydrates. 2 grams of total carbohydrates, 1 gram of sugars. So for those of you on your keto diet, maybe this fits in your schedule. Anyways, I already had it out of the can. It was all right. Decent. Out of the glass now. Coming up.
That ice sound.
Easier to drink.
Just don't eat the ice,
Kind of like,
Jim.
Really just kind of like a flavored water. So, I'm going to give this 3.5 stars on this go-around. Finding its main use for breaking up your night of drinking. When you are kind of done tasting beer, but you're not done drinking for
never.
The night. So, cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Fontana.
Oh, man. The trend is
Jeff,
still
what
soaring.
What did you do?
Everyone's got to do their...
What did you do?
Delayed town name now. Chicago.
Not enough for your vomit, though.
Florida. Fontana. First off.
Needs more reverb.
Chicago.
So Motley Crue covered Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
They could do a Helter Seltzer.
Helter Seltzer.
You like that more than you wanted to.
Hey, guys. This is Bench Clark checking in from Santa Rosa. Not a lot going on this week beer-wise, but I do need to send out a cheers and a happy birthday to my birthday twin, Louie.
Oh,
that's right. Louie, you're a good boy. You're a good boy.
Don't
Louis,
tell him that. Good boy, Louie. He'll get a big head. Good
boy.
Nope.
Good boy. Now you woke him up. You
Keep
woke
up
him
good
up
work,
now.
Guys.
Now he wants crackers.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
He thinks it's his birthday, so he gets crackers on his birthday.
Keep
He's wagging his tail. Happy birthday to
Benj Clark, too.
Happy birthday, Benj.
He's wagging his tail.
Did we just have Louie's birthday? I don't know.
Apparently.
Nobody else said anything in the house, so.
Oh, poor Louie had a birthday. Nobody
apparently cared. It's been established that.
It probably was. No, I feel like last. I feel like. No, we established. Like this, we don't know his actual birthday, but
right.
We did like pick a day. Like this is gonna be his birthday.
This is his birthday,
and we'll celebrate as such. And I feel like maybe we must have said it last year, and now we don't know.
We forgot to mark it on the calendar on the perfect poor calendar.
Yeah, thanks. Well, I'll go. Thanks, Benj. I'll go with the family and say, hey, do you know you guys miss Louie's birthday? You guys are dumb.
So if we could ever be next level and we do calendars again next year, mm-hmm. it would be cool to include important perfect poor dates on it.
Yeah. That, on the that calendar. Would be high end.
Yeah.
Like a Louis birthday.
Yeah. First.
So everyone can send Louis.
First some, double dry hop on the perfect
poor. Louis likes toys. Louis likes toys you can play tug of war with, kind of dog toys. So oh boy. Just everyone knows we're going to send Louis a toy.
Don't give them ideas.
Right now, his favorite is a...
Hey, we got a box of beer to pour them. Oh, it's Louis hey, toys.
What's going on, oh, fellas? It's just Louis it's toys.
Jazz here.
What's up, Jazz? Portland.
So I feel good
today,
now.
Today, I just picked up a bottle of a collaboration series that Ecliptic is doing. This one is with Firestone.
And who?
What's happening is they're celebrating their 5 years of operation. And so this year they're going to be releasing 5 different brews with 5 different Chris! Brews. And so their lineup right now is actually they just released one with Brooklyn Brewery in February. And their latest is with Firestone Walker, which was released in April. And they got one lined up for June with Breakside Brewery. They got another collabo with Bell's Brewery lined up for August. And the one I'm really excited about is their collaboration with Russian River, which is slated for October. And they're essentially doing a hoppy Belgian strong golden ale, which is actually one of my favorite styles of beers. So definitely looking forward to that one. This time I'm going to keep it nice and short, nice and sweet.
Wow.
I made up with... a new beer buddy. His name is Portland Beer Ben. He does a lot of beer reviews here in Portland, and I told him about the show. So I expect him to be listening and calling in here shortly. He said he wasn't going to get to it tonight. Nah, but definitely
he's not
going to
listen.
And so, yeah, this guy's big into Portland beer. He's doing a lot of reviews on YouTube. And honestly, he's got a really funny personality, so I'm sure everyone's going to enjoy. All right, y'all. You guys keep up the good work, and I am out. Peace.
P.S.
Portland Beer Bin. Thanks, Jazz in Portland. And thanks, everyone, for emailing their voicemails in. Now it's time to get the traditional voicemails, and we have a couple of them. They called 559-492-0542 is what they did. And this person is who?
Hey, Perfect Poor, can you hear me?
Maybe.
I hope you can. I'm in the middle of nowhere. this is Jay, Utah Rep, actually down in just west of Phoenix right now.
Ooh.
And I just had to call you guys and tell you real quick that Odell put out a new beer. It goes along Pound's Rupture. They use their fresh grind process they came up with, and they took their Rupture, which is a single IPA, and turned it into a double. And damn, it is good.
Damn it.
The nose on this is ridiculous. So much hops, tropical fruit, a little bit of stone fruit in there, and the flavor. It's amazing. It's double IPA. It's called... Hammer Chain. And now, Colin and Janine, you guys can get your hands on this. Really try and get a hold of some and send some to the guys so they can give it a try. Man, it's fantastic. It goes great with sitting
poolside and some nice 90-degree weather, too. Considering I just came from Utah where it snowed 2 days ago. So.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
Having a great time. Hope you guys are, too. Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
We're having a great time.
This is great.
Keeping the good work, guys. I hope he was able to go to Ren House and all the other cool Phoenix area region beer places to go to. West of Phoenix sounds like it was maybe in Ahwatukee.
What?
Ahwatukee.
What'd you call me?
Hey, guys, real quick, Fontana Jim Chicken.
Uh-oh.
While it's on my mind, I'm walking between a here and a there.
Whilst.
I am going to be down in beautiful San Marcos on Saturday. If any other perfect poor listeners are going to be in that area, I will be hitting me up some DuckDuckGo's down at, I'm picking up my bottles,
Hey, you didn't finish that sentence.
You black out for a minute?
Yeah, I did get in. He's blacking out again.
Uh-oh.
That was it.
Picking up my bottles.
I got bye-bye.
Well,
maybe you could go help Fontana Jim there. He needs some help. We're at the place he said he was going to be.
Bye-bye.
And that was it. That's quite the ending to the voicemail segment, but it's an ending nonetheless. Come on.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave.
She did not. She left no name. She's missed no name. Thanks, everyone, for contributing to the show. Really appreciate that. PerfectPoorPodcast@gmail.com or 559-492-0542. If you feel like you have something to add to that, you're like, I can do what those people are doing. Do it. Do it. Star Wars Rebels.
Looking out for.
Thank goodness. I was worried.
Yeah, you're like, what's going on?
Star Wars.
Looking out for beers.
Wow.
There's just constant releasing of beers. New beers. You never know what's going to happen. Well, that's all we care about as beer geeks. What's a new beer?
What is new beer?
So, Nick, what are you looking out for? Well,
thanks to one of us on the Instagram.
Yes.
I am now looking out for Danger Cake from Fieldwork.
Oh, yeah. Fieldwork. Yep. Stouting it up.
Yeah, if they do a stout, I will look out for it. It's probably hazy. They probably found a way to haze
hazy
it.
Hazy stout.
We just can't tell.
Oh, you can haze a stout, sure.
Yeah, you just can't tell. It's too dark.
All you gotta do is say it. Like, I hazed that.
Hazed it.
Danger Cake from Fieldwork. Someone's gotta get it.
Yeah, get it. Was there a gold coming or what's going on?
No.
Looking out for.
Looking out for beers.
Yay, here we are.
Looking out
for. Oh, deja vu. Oh, now I feel better. Oh, yeah. Ooh, that looks hazy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's foamy. Top pour foam.
Oh, boy.
Got all the foam out the beer.
So the markings have gone
on. Oh, yeah.
It's an industry beer that
was
Matt,
this a prototype?
Matt brought. Yeah, prototype. I believe this is the Brute IPA.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, you got the Brute
Hazy
IPA.
Hazy Brute. It's a Haze Brute. Haze Bros.
Haze Brutes.
Haze Brutes. What were we saying about stouts?
What are you looking out for?
Don't haze the stouts.
Haze them all.
Haze them all.
Haze them all.
Still looking out for this year's Parabola. I haven't picked up a bottle yet.
Parabola.
Had a busy weekend. I mean, you know, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to have the time.
Don't know if I'm going to have the time. So I did not get to go beer shopping. I'm relying on leftover inventory from 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
So.
Yeah, it's good. Get get through all your back stock.
Yeah, clearing some out, making some room. So, haven't had time to look out for.
All right. Ailsmith.
Ailsmith. Oh, no.
Yep. You no. know what I'm going to say,
do
don't you?
Not.
I'm going to say it.
Do not seek the haze.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Do
Ailsmith Brewing in San Diego, California, made a hazy 394. They're San Diego Pale. They hazed it. They hazed it. They did it. They hazed it good. And I'm looking out for
I
it.
I quit.
I am looking out for it.
Hard.
Looking so hard, hard. Yeah. No, you can't quit. You got to deal with it. You got to look out for it, just like I did. You sign up for the show, you got to look out.
You got to look for the haze.
You got to look out for haze.
Yeah.
You have no choice in the matter.
I think, oh, I just had an idea.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay.
No.
If we're going to have haze.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have haze.
If we're going to continue to have haze.
Around that.
I want haze rated like they do foggy haze mornings haze. Where they have the distance in feet that's visibility.
Uh-huh.
So is this a 500? Is this a 1,000?
I'm super down with that.
Is this a 2,500, like super yeah. clear day?
Yeah.
Or is this hazy, like zero visibility?
Yeah. I'll do that.
I want my haze rated so I know how hazy I'm getting.
IBUs, haze rating.
Haze rating. I want distance of clarity in my haze rating. 0 feet visibility. 500 feet visibility.
You want to see it all.
I'm looking 1,000 feet minimum. That's my threshold where I'm at, hazing it up.
Hazing it up. Hazing style. Through the haze. Whoa! Oh, man. Look out, guys.
We got to turn off the trash alert. Compactors.
Yep. Live Fest alert. Fieldwork Brewing.
Ooh.
Mallow Gold.
Is there that many M's in it, or are you having trouble?
I just added all the M's.
Okay.
Marshmallow IPA. Oh, my God. It has all the things I want.
I like how my field work didn't get Lion Fest alert.
Nope.
Yours did.
No, yours. No, nobody's lying.
Nobody cares about stout.
Nope.
I'll be by myself. Hey, guys. Lion Fest. Lion Fest.
Lion Fest.
Where? Right behind me.
Right behind me. Lion Fest, guys.
Come on. You.
Come on.
Two, maybe three will make a line.
Let's go. Let's get it going. Lion
Fest.
Come on. Hey.
But the hazy's over here.
Yep. Sorry, bro. We're all Lion Fest.
No stout Lion Fest.
Marshmallow IPA, motherfucker.
That's the Lion Fest.
I love marshmallows. I love IPAs.
Okay.
Can't go wrong. And it's field work. 5 pounds per barrel of marshmallow.
So you hazing in the boys?
5 pounds per barrel of Citra hops.
Jeez.
Oh, come on, man. And it's a pretty, it's very, very pretty label. Everything's great about it. And it's only going to be available at the main brewery. They're not even going to have it in Monterey. Somebody asked, I saw on Instagram, somebody was like in Monterey going like, you're going to have this in Monterey, right?
Uh-huh,
duh.
Uh-huh.
Duh.
Duh.
They're like, nope.
No.
So very limited. So I don't know how I'm going to get this, but I'm still looking out for this because I feel like I would be amazed by this.
Hazing in the boys' room.
Hazing in the boys' room. There's a good one. I'll be looking out for the style, the Zweck color beer.
Uh-huh.
The Evil Circle alerted us to. Chicago Tribune did an article about Zweckeller beer.
Wow.
That might, you know, it's Chicago. A German lager. It's an unfiltered German lager is what this style is.
Evil Circle.
Feels like this could become a thing one day. So look out for that. I don't know that I've ever had a Zweckeller beer, but.
Oh, you haven't?
I don't know.
Oh, man.
No idea.
You really should get one.
And I'm still looking out for strong pails.
Yeah.
I haven't had a officially called a strong pail yet, so.
Style of the summer.
And if you're ever in Gustine.
Okay.
Small town on the west side of the valley.
Yes, yes.
They have a drive-through liquor.
Ooh.
They have a drive-through.
Okay.
And they have one, count them, one craft beer in this place.
Wait.
And it is
this?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, let me hear your guess.
Real life experience?
I was there a couple days ago.
Oh, man.
They have a drive-through and a real nice lady running the counter.
All right.
And you can just, they had it while I was there. An old lady drove up to the drive up window and asked for a thing, and she took care of it.
Did she ask, what can I do you for?
I don't think she asked that.
Damn it. I thought I'd flow.
Yeah. But,
what am I supposed to guess?
This liquor store has, it is a rundown, very old liquor store, like, probably from the 60s or 70s.
All right.
Still in operation, but I don't think they've updated their sign work on the inside or outside since the place opened.
Huh. All right.
What? And they have one craft beer in there. Which this is Gustine. You know where the location is.
I don't even think they're hip enough for 805. So I'm going to have to guess. One craft beer. Boston Lager.
Ooh, that is a solid guess, but it is Dust Bowl's Hops of Wrath. That is
That's
six packs of Dust Bowl Hops of Wrath. And it was the new one, the new label thing.
So you know it's fresh.
You know it's freshies. So if you're in Gustine,
you
go to
I'm impressed.
Yeah. 33 Market on Highway 33 in Gustine.
Oh, there you go.
You ask for that hops around.
Are you taking the
pack.
Five or the?
No, I'm taking the five. Yeah, to get off at the exit that has
drive through liquor exit.
Yeah,
Gustine this way exit.
Yep, that exit. When it says Gustine this way.
This way.
Get off there, and that's enough. Look, and out bars. You never know. Matt could show up at any point.
Any minute now.
Any second now.
It is on his way home. If it takes the 41 to exit 234, heads west.
Pass down the Shaw Avenue. Been caught drinking. Blah. Well, Matt's not here, but if you want to follow him on Untappd, Bearded Brewer 87 on the Untappd. Nick, you're Untappd as the Nick 80.
Yes.
What did you drink this week?
Well, as previously mentioned, I relied on back inventories to get me through the weekend. So nothing new other than where I was drinking. We made a trip to Tulare.
The Tulare's.
The outlets.
Oh, Tulare outlets.
And they have a Bravo Farms there. And they have six, maybe eight-ish taps of craft beer at the Bravo Farms.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And unfortunately,
look at them.
The ordering counter is just far enough away from where the beer is served where I could not read what the tap handle said.
Oh.
So there was lots of Timbler beer on tap.
All right.
But I couldn't tell what they had, and the girl wasn't quite sure. She's like, I don't know, beer?
But we have beer on tap.
I could recognize the Drake's Denogonizer tap handle.
Denog.
So I had a nice Denogonizer on draft, and it tasted rather fresh.
You had outlet beer.
Outlet beers.
That's pretty good for
some Denog. Was hitting the spot.
Nice.
While we're doing our chopping.
Chopping.
Yeah.
Nothing better than drunk shopping.
Drunk shopping. Other than that, just some regular old Sierra Nevadas carrying me through the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Where did you get these Sierra Nevadas from? You just had them?
The Target.
Leftovers? Oh, you're in Target.
I was in Target.
That's the only choice you had.
Yeah. 12-pack of torpedoes.
Torpedoes.
Yep. Nicely priced. IPA
from reasonably Santa. Priced.
Most modestly priced.
Most modestly priced.
IPAs.
Okay, this week I had a Full Street IPA from Tiger Square Brewing. I had a Crowler from Central Coast from my trip over there that had been sitting there a while, of Lucky Day IPA.
Nice.
Enjoyed that. And I had a six pack of the Pizza Port's Palapa IPA.
What?
Yeah.
The hell's a Palapa?
I don't know.
Oh.
I had it.
It's nice.
Drank it.
Drank it. Pizza Port.
And sort of more of the same the rest of the week. Regular ass week.
Same.
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 We are the same.
Just drinking beers and taking names.
Mm-hmm. How are we doing? Doing all right? I feel like we need at least one more.
Uno más.
Uno más.
Okay. You feeling barley wine-ish? I could tell.
Oh, yeah. Love that barley wine.
My barley wine.
Barley wine. Feels like I'm going to lose my mind.
How's it going out there?
It's going good.
Oh, good. You can't hear me.
It's going pretty good.
Are you pretending? Are you just answering questions I'm not even answering? Asking?
I'm answering your question.
So how about that wit beer?
Oh, I love them wits.
Love the wits.
I don't know why they don't make more. Oh, because
without
they suck.
You in my life.
Uh-oh. We hop you.
We hop you?
Mm. We hop you.
There's a parabola in here.
Uh-oh.
We could do it. If you want to get wrecked.
You're in control. You're in the beer fridge.
Get wrecked. You sure you don't want this blood orange wit? Should we do the other Tioga beer since Matt's not here?
Let's do everything that Matt should be here for. Let's do those.
Teach it, don't you kill me. Sour. Let's do a sour.
Just what? What?
Huh? No?
No
sour.
Go for it, sure.
All right.
You what the start. Hell, dude?
You wanted the best. You got the best.
Kiss!
Let's
see.
The hottest sour in the world.
I love gold.
This is a collab beer, Shared Waters.
The heck did we get that?
Sour collaboration with Coronado and Libertine.
Ooh, is that where we got it?
I feel like probably. It's a lot of beer.
Ooh. Ooh, beer. Matt's not helping.
I'm getting that aroma already.
Top pour.
Oof. That is definitely a Libertine beer. Whoops. Whoops. Yes.
Dry. Hop. Dry. Hop. Dry. Hop. Or die.
That was a mistake.
It's okay. We needed to hear it.
Yeah. We all needed to hear it.
Cheers.
Give out some cheers. We like to give them out, especially to our golden gods.
That's right.
The golden gods of the perfect boar. Actually donate money every month to our cause of having a podcast. Very noblest of causes, having a podcast.
Noble.
So big cheers to our golden gods that get to listen to the tailgate episode. and all those things, and aware of all the opportunity, the amazing opportunities that the Golden Gods have because of Patreon. Thank you guys for being there and supporting us. Also, big cheers to Boca Mugia, which is Richard.
Okay.
And, and Safety Sue, number with the number two. Brewer Dandy. Barrel Aged Beard. Buck 4278. Good old Buck 4278.
Woo.
And FKA dot Miss Danielle L. You know, Daniel from Drake's.
Ah, yes.
And everybody that shares the show on your own social media or talks about it with your fellow beer geeks or whatever. We really appreciate that. Appreciate all the iTunes love and all that. And for hanging out with us, having fun with us, having some beers and having fun. Nick, do you have some cheers?
Cheers to, as mentioned earlier, Benj Clark for the birthday. I believe I skipped last week. I meant to cheers Kelly and Mr. Florida Steve for their birthdays recently. And cheers to @itsme_Al Green. I don't know how long he's been doing this, but I remembered I have a Twitter and was still logged in, so I could get into it. He tweets out the show intros for us along with the link to the podcast to all his friends. It makes me feel super awkward because then I read what I had said the week before.
Oh,
but I love it still.
All right. More cheers?
Cheers to Matt. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Cheers to Mikey. Cheers to Louie.
Well, now you're stretching.
Okay. I'm just killing time now.
All right. Well, cheers to everyone. All the cheers can be had. And sorry Matt wasn't here, but maybe next week. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe I will.
He's got a lot of things to answer to.
That's right.
Better be ready.
Take notes in your moleskins.
Yes.
Cheers to moleskins for getting us through the show.
Cheers to moleskin. And as always, and be safe. Have fun. Check those dates. Thanks for listening to the perfect pour.
It's a perfect pour. Bye.